You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
This is Laura Bailey with the University of Michigan News Service, and I'm talking today with Professor Mark Rosentraub about the Olympic bid. Professor, why did Chicago lose the Olympic bid, and were you surprised by how quickly the city was eliminated?
The loss of the bid may well have been tied to internal IOC or politics as opposed to anything Chicago did or didn't do. It was beginning to really become an internal political issue that it was time to go to South America. In South America, you probably have a handful of cities that could support the Olympics. Rio's one of them. And it was becoming harder and harder not to put the Olympics in South America. So going in Chicago, to be blunt, was the underdog. Problem number two is the United States had hosted two summer games in recent years, Atlanta and Los Angeles. A lot of the smaller countries knew that if Chicago survived to a head-on-head vote with Rio, it might have won. The bottom line, you'd never been to South America. You had a good proposal from Rio. It was hard to say no.
Do the Olympics make money, and under what circumstances could Chicago have made or lost money?
You make money on the Olympics if you don't go crazy on infrastructure. What Chicago had as an asset was that if you spread the games out from Champaign-Urbana, the home of the University of Illinois, to Indianapolis and up to Milwaukee, which is really about 2 hours in every direction, you didn't really need to build much of anything. If you can get by with one or two facilities, then the Olympics can be profitable. Where you lose money is when you build lots of new facilities that when the Olympics are over, you really have no use for. China, for example, the Beijing Olympics, they will lose money. They don't mind losing money. They wanted to buy something with the advertising that they did, and they didn't care if they lost money or not. But even Athens made money. People always say, well, that's not right. Well, it isn't right because what people calculate in is the cost of the subway and the cost of the airport. Athens should have built that subway 40 years ago, and their airport needed to be built at least 25 years ago.
Why does the United States have such trouble with the IOC?
We have trouble from the IOC on a couple of levels. A lot of our sports organizations are very successful, very large in their own right, and run their own international event. Major League Baseball does not want to release its players for the Olympics because it's in the middle of the baseball season. So instead of simply saying, we're not going to participate, best of luck to you, we'll send you minor league players, what they then did is to form the World Cup of Baseball. This was kind of an affront to the IOC. So we also have a little bit of problem because we're the biggest kid on the block. And a lot of the smaller countries that are part of the IOC resent the United States in that regard.
Rosentraub holds the Bruce and Joan Bickner Endowed Professorship in the University of Michigan School of Kinesiology, Department of Sport Management.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.